Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So this is the second in my series of outdoor adventures. You could probably call it skunk adventures. And many people would be like, oh, skunks, Pepe Le Pew, smells. Well, guess what? Skunks are really beautiful animals. There is the eastern striped and the western spotted. And when you see the difference between them, they're so cool. And think about this. If the eastern stripe is going to warn you, he raises his tail. If the western spotted is going to warn you, he turns around and does a handstand. So you just look at the differences. You look at the beauty, and people are saying, well, skunk can't be beautiful. Yeah, awesome, awesome animals. But do I have some skunk adventure stories for you? So I'll give you the short little stories first before I get into the big time skunk adventure stories. Now, where I used to live, beautiful old historic home and a wooded area in, we'll call it suburbia. And when I first moved in, every evening I would use my front door. And as I'd be walking in, there would be a skunk either on my front stairs. There was a small little porch there, front stairs, or actually on the front porch, was all made of stone. And there'd be a skunk there. And I would see him. He would see me. I would just stand still. He would walk down the stairs, not walk right past me, but only a few feet from me, never raise his tail. Like there was this mutual respect between the two of us. And I am not exaggerating. Every single evening, he wasn't there to feed. He was there on my stairs or front porch. I'd walk in. I'd just stop, let him walk by, and off he'd go. Simple little story, yeah? Well, now let's go to when I was living there. The area I grew up in was a very, still is, very much Italian immigrant area. So many of the immigrants from Italy obviously came over, settled in this area, my folks being one of them. Well, I get a phone call from my good friend Maurice, and Maurice says, hey, Joey, I got a problem you got to take care of. I said, so, and a joke with Maurice, who, by the way, he has the greatest fun, sarcastic humor. Like, it's like his humor is better than most. So he calls me up and says, I got a problem. Why do I have to take care of your problems? He says, because I'm on a golf course. I says, all right, so what's your problem? I mean, you're not golfing well. What's going on here? How am I going to help you? I don't golf. I fish. So he says, no. He says, my father's got a skunk in the garden in a cage. I go, yeah. He says, and it's your job to go get him out of the cage. I said, no, what am I going to do here? He says, just go over the house. And by the way, his father, besides the man who cuts my hair, Pasquale is a great gardener. I mean, a brilliant gardener and a great man. Oh, also makes some pretty good homemade wine, too. Different story for another day. So I go over there, and this is middle of summer. It is probably 85, 90 degrees out, very humid. Pasquale's at the edge of his garden. In the center of his garden, he's got a huge trap. And I am telling you, the biggest, chunkiest skunk I have ever seen stuffed inside. There are the safe traps where you trap something, you pick it up, you bring it somewhere, you release it. Well, he saw a little dig under the fence of his garden, and he assumed it was a groundhog, so he set up a trap. He says, all right, take the groundhog somewhere else, release him safely, all that. Except that little dig wasn't from a groundhog. It was from this big old fat skunk. And I have seen this before. I have seen skunks, specifically older ones, who break all the rules of skunkdom. And when I say they break all the rules of skunkdom, it's like, it's like, you know, 2 p.m, sun is blaring, and the skunk's just going to come out and go, all right, well, this is what I'm doing. I don't have much time to live on this earth, So I'm just going to do whatever I wanted. And they do. And I've seen that before. So if a squirrel says to me, all right, can you get him out? So I walk over calmly. And again, I've handled animals many times before. You probably have heard many of the stories on my shows, on my podcast shows as well. And I walk over and I just start, I'm not exaggerating, just talking calmly to the skunk, singing a little bit to the skunk, low voice. I don't want to scare him with my voice, you know, my singing voice, of course. So I just over there, and the skunk, he just like looked at me like, hey, what's up, dude? You know, no raising the tail, no this and that. I said, so maybe I could just walk over slowly. And these traps, when you get them in, it's easy. Getting them out, there's a little click, like you got to pull on the side a little bit. So I go over and I start to move it. And it's just clicking noise. And all of a sudden, his tail raises up a bit. And it can't raise up much because he's stuffed inside a, in this cage. Like I'm saying, he was this big. So I just say, okay, don't worry about it. I'm talking to him a little bit more. I back away. 10 minutes later, I come back in. I said, let me try it again. And we began to play this little game. And he raised his tail. But it wasn't like he wanted to spray. It's just like he was basically saying to me, excuse me, this is what I'm supposed to do. When you do A, I'm supposed to do B. I said, all right. I said, Pasquale, get me a towel. So the towel would be for two things. To shade the skunk, because he's sitting in the middle of the garden in the sun in a metal cage in, oh, I'll just keep saying, 90 degrees. And that is, he's baking right there. And I put the towel over. It would shade him a little bit. But many times when you put a towel over, especially over an animal's eyes specifically, they tend to calm down a little bit. And so it was like both. So I tried a few times to open that cage door and I couldn't. He was calm. I couldn't. And then I got it open. And now I've got the cage door open. Pasquale's got the fence door, his gate to his garden open. And now this guy can leave anytime he wants. But guess what? We just created an environment for a big old skunk saying, hey, I can hang out here in the shade. I ain't going anywhere. So he really didn't say those out loud, but I'm sort of paraphrasing what he would have said. And the skunk and Pasquale and I are just having a great conversation because he's a great man. Great conversation. Would not leave. The skunk is just staying there. So we're having a conversation. So after about, I guess, about 40 minutes, I said, hey, Pasquale, you're just going to have to leave your gate open. You're going to have to leave the cage open. And he will leave, but he's going to leave on his own terms. And I said, hey, Pasquale, I got to leave, and I'm leaving on my own terms now. Shake his hand, leave. Find out later on, late afternoon, big old skunk said, all right, it's time to mosey on. Temperature's coming down here a little bit. And he walked right out the gate, and he was gone. Pasquale closed up the hole outside the gate or under the fence. Skunk never came back because I guess he wasn't real thrilled about his whole adventure on that day. But life goes on. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, in my skunk adventures here, here's the real deal story. Many moons ago, my good buddy, Dr. Bob, he wasn't Dr. Bob when we were kids. So we were probably, I guess, college age. And we used to backpack all the time, high school, college, ever and ever. And with two of his friends, brothers from down the shore, Danny and Mike. Well, we're going back to the Shenandoah National Park and up to Old Rag Mountain. One of our favorite backpacking trips. You know, you do like a 3-day, 4-day trip there. So we're doing this trip there, and we're having the greatest time. We're following a series of waterfalls and just really enjoying ourselves and the friendship that we can have. So we get to the top of Old Rag Mountain, and now we are watching the sunset. Camp is already set up there, so our tents are set. We got a fire ring ready. No, we're not sitting by the fire ring. We're actually sitting on the rocks on top of Old Rag watching the sunset. So while we're there, we're just hanging out, and a skunk comes out somewhere near Danny. And Danny just goes, get out of here, and the skunk leaves. And 2 minutes later, skunk pops out near Mike. Mike goes, get out of here, get out of here. And bang, skunk leaves. 5 minutes later, it wasn't a skunk, it wasn't two skunks, it was four skunks. So four skunks pop out, and I don't remember if it was Danny or Mike, but one of them grabbed a stick. He goes, get out of here, and starts chasing it. And the skunk starts to run away, and then all of a sudden the skunk stops, puts up his tail. Danny or Mike stops, turns around, runs the other way. So we started to play this game, and I am not joking about this. We started chasing skunks around the rocks on Old Rag Mountain, and the skunks played the game with us. They would run, they'd stop, put up their tail, never sprayed. Put up their tails, and then we went on. So it was 4 versus 4, and it was a great game. And I'm saying this game probably lasted, I'd say, a half hour, 40 minutes, until the skunks won by one. I guess they got tired and said, all right. I guess as far as they were concerned, they were in control of the game because they could have sprayed at any point in time. No, we were not going to use any sticks on them. It was probably just something that somebody picked up and probably made you feel good that you had some type of defense in your hand, even though your stick was not going to defend against being sprayed by a skunk. But they chose not to spray and chose. That was their, they chose. So time wanes on. Sun is down. Skunks are gone. Sit by the fire. Retelling the story over and over and over. Lots of laughter. Time for bed. I head into the tent and couple guys are still sitting by the fire. So I am fast asleep because I am that go to bed early guy, because I, like this morning, I was up at 4:23 a.m. And it's just like my eyes open, time to get up. I said, all right, let's head over to the studio and record this one. So I am in my sleeping bag, in the tent, sort of crawled up in the corner of the tent. And I feel this something rubbing on the side of the tent. And because the fire is still going, I open my eyes and I look up, and there's a skunk. You know, like you ever seen like your dog like rubbing his like back on something to get it scratch, or you go over to like, you know, your door or something and you're scratching your back. Here's a skunk rubbing on the side of the tent, and he's now right in front of my face. And I scream, get out of here, get out of here. And all of a sudden, he puts up his tail. Now I'm saying I am like millimeters away through the tent of this skunk. And I'm just like, his tail goes up and I just go, and I'm totally silent. And the skunk stayed there for about 10 seconds with his tail up. And he knew where I was. I knew where he was. And then you just watch the silhouette. His tail goes down. He continues to rub and he's walked away. And I am telling you that I have never been so close to skunks and not have them, well, they were in control all the time, not have them spray me. So you see, they are beautiful animals. They are smart animals, and they have led me to skunk adventures. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.